Welcome back on the Mike McCarthy Show. And Mike, we got to start off talking about a little bit about the bye week. Obviously, you've given your guys a little bit of time off. Do you yourself try to get away from football a tiny bit, or how does this whole thing work?
Definitely. I mean, I'm going to definitely try to get away at the end of the week. You know, our staff's working. We do all of our, you know, normal self-scout reports, but I think it's even more important to look inside those reports. You know, we're doing things individually, you know, based on position, things based on unit, protection unit, run defense, and then obviously offense, defense, and special teams. So we actually started that process last week because I want to make sure the coaches do get some time off here a little more than we've had in the past, because having your bye week after eight games, I mean, it's a good time, but that's a long stretch. I mean, it's a long stretch. I think everybody needs it. Everybody needs to recharge your batteries and get ready for the second half.
Mike, the Peppers play on the goal line.
Well, hell, you've been waiting for it.
I know, every week.
It's like, when are you going to call a Peppers play? I said, well, you know, maybe this week.
Well, anyway, it didn't work as good in practice because you couldn't hang on to the ball. Yeah. That having been said, you know those wrinkles you put in from time to time? Mm-hmm. Like B.J. Raji lining up in the backfield and stuff like that, or Julius doing what he did against the Saints. Is some of the motivation of doing that for the fun of it? Because the guys love it. I mean, they get all enthused about it. Is that part of the deal?
Well, definitely. I mean, you want the players to be part of the scheme and to feel like they're utilizing their, you know, their resources. I mean, when Julius Peppers walks through the door, who wouldn't want to throw him the ball? Everybody talks about him playing defense, but it's just a shame because we've been practicing that for so long. He ran a great route. You know, the matchup on is what you're looking for. I think they're definitely expecting the fade route. It's like I said, I don't know if we've missed it in practice in quite some time. So it was clearly a design of getting a great athlete on a matchup that was favorable. We were able to get that done. We just didn't execute it.
Speaking of wrinkles, Mike, onside kick, you've done that in the first half before. Is it something you see? Is there a philosophy that you have with it? Is it because you know it's going to be an offensive game? What's your thought on that?
Definitely. I mean, our surprise onside kick is a product of a couple things. Number one, Mason Crosby is a real weapon. I mean, I look at him and Tim Maste as very highly skilled specialists in the way Mason is able to place the football. The opportunity was there, what we were looking for. As far as alignment and so forth, matchup was definitely there. We had a mental error on the play that kind of affected the kick, and the execution wasn't quite what it needed to be. But, you know, frankly, I thought about doing it again later in the game because just based off all the different circumstances, the things that you're looking for.
Mike, it looked like the Saints chose to play more coverage against you than pressure.
Yes.
And when it's one or the other for a pretty consistent amount of the game. Is that a big deal to you guys? Because, you know, it's nothing you haven't seen before. Is that a big deal to you guys?
It's not a big deal, coverage over pressure. We look at pressure defense as an opportunity for big plays just because of I think football is a product of where you spend your time. And we spend our time on fundamentals, but particularly in the passing game, we spend a lot of time on protection adjustments. So we got a very highly skilled, aware group, start with the quarterback, our core. I always talk about our core of offense, our quarterback, center, and guards. You know, our guards are able to see things and call it the same way the centers do. So our ability to pick up pressure is probably one of the best things that we do. I think Aaron's quarterback rating versus pressure reflects that. So we like it when they pressure us. But on the other point of view, playing against coverage, you know, that's how they played against Detroit. New Orleans did the week before. We anticipated that, and that's what we prepared for. And, you know, and I thought our guys did a heck of a job just with the, you know, obviously the production we had in the passing game.
Speaking of which, Aaron Rodgers had a career best, hard to believe career best, but 203 passing yards in that first quarter.
No, it was a coverage game, and I was putting the ball in Aaron's hand. I mean, that was my approach going into the game, and I wanted to come out throwing it and get back to the run game with Eddie. So it was important for Eddie to touch the ball. You know, the goal, it never really always works out that way, but my goal is to try to get Eddie up there around 20 touches. I think we accomplished that. But just, you know, coming in the game, we were playing well. In the pass game, was confidence with our pass protection, and we anticipated a kind of a two-shell match coverage. That's what we got, and I thought our offense did a heck of a job.
Mike, a change in personnel in your dime package during the game, and that's Jamari Lattimore playing the lone linebacker as opposed to A.J. Hawk. Do you see that continuing as you move forward?
Definitely. I mean, it's something that we're looking at. I mean, the conversation today in the defensive staff meeting was, you know, number one was about our run defense. And number two, just, you know, as you move into the second half of the season, talking about everybody on the board. Are we utilizing everybody the best way that we can, and, making sure our packages, whether they stay the same or change. And that's just really the evolution of the season. Like we've said since the spring, we want to play as many defensive players as we possibly can.
All right, next up, Mike and Larry. They break down that 70-yard touchdown pass, Aaron Rodgers to Randall Cobb. You're watching the Mike McCarthy Show.